you state your name and ADC number for the record?
William Fitzgerald, 278101.
Mr. Fitzgerald, you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November the 16th, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today on this panel. And they are to my left, your right. That is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. The gentleman who's standing at this point, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Caruanes. To his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Fitzgerald and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Fitzgerald, as I indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to reside at the Pima Reentry Center on about February 18, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Fitzgerald, I'm going to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
And unanimous determination of the board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two. In phase two, you're hearing, sir, board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We're going to ask you to remain quiet as we receive some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and then we'll be back to you shortly. Mr. Osborne, would you provide some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. First, I'd like to note an amendment to the warrant that I have missed, sir.
Yes, sir.
It says condition 12B at the top, and it should be condition of supervision number 12B on in the narrative also.
Supposed to be 12B and where?
Yes. Instead of number 2.
Where it says number 2, that should be changed to a 12.
Okay, sir.
Just wanted to note that, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. I see it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Fitzgerald was released from DOC custody on December 5th of 2016. He was arrested on October 12th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on a subsequent warrant status and a Pima County warrant. He was returned back to our custody on October 16th of 2017 with 236 abscondes with a community supervision end date of December 26th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2013, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. And 2013, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-4, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG and dangerous information noted. And, he's a suspected Manzanita lynch mob, per our aims. Prior terms of supervision, 2014, TIS tech violator, arrested by Pinal County Sheriff's, and he received 3 new felony drug-related crimes and was revoked. He has a minimal disciplinary history with rioting noted. And since his return on 10-24 of 2017, received a write-up for fighting. Other arrests, 2009, narcotic drug violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And 2009 drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G6, B6.
Thank you so much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, Mr. Fitzgerald, we are back to you, sir. Based on information that the board has been presented with, that when you were released, you were pre-approved to stay at, well, I mean, at 2711 West Van Vista Bonita, number one in Tucson, Arizona. And then there's no other address that was listed, so how long did you stay at that address, sir? Well, you never stayed there. What happened?
I didn't say
that. What happened is that I was addicted to drugs from the church when I hit the streets. And so I wasn't dropping, so they wanted me to stay at the San Fran program for 30 days. But there's so many sex offenders there that I wasn't going to stay there, you know? So I take full responsibility for that, but I just can't have a five-year-old daughter, and I can't be around people like that. I might catch another charge, so I just let them alone. But from the time of leaving, I'm not being that which we have. You can look at when I dropped when I first got back to DOC on the 16th, I was paid for all drugs.
Okay, and so you was on drugs, and you were not dropping, so I guess my next question, well, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yeah, after that,
okay, so with your brother, you were okay doing some landscaping. And I do take notes, sir, as you've already indicated that you missed a number of UAs along the way, but I'm just going to move on. So why didn't you report to your parole officer? You were out for 236 days, so why didn't you tell your parole officer where you were residing? So maybe we wouldn't be talking to you today, sir.
I called him, and I asked him if I was there halfway out, so
But you know, if you had gone, sir, there's a possibility that, you know, if there was a warrant, that it would have been squashed, you know, if you had gone early enough, but I guess that just did not work out for you this time, sir, and you continued to miss all of these UAs and so forth. And then we also take note that you admitted yourself that you had been using heroin every other day since you're released. So how long have you been using heroin, sir?
Since my first time. It started in prison.
Okay.
And
what have you done, sir, to rid yourself of that habit of using illegal substances, in this case heroin? Have you had any programming or any AA, NAs or anything?
I started on this program where they give you a shot. It's opiate lottery. They can be toxic for 9 days. So if you do opiates, you get an automatic withdrawal to go sick. So that's how I continue to stay clean. I've been clean for the last 7 months. Like, if you look at my trap and my diary, I was clean for everything.
Okay.
So I've been working, I have to pay child support. So I've been doing my pay for child support. That's why I let you myself clean for the patient and myself.
You know, this is all the way back over a year ago, almost a year ago, you know, back in December of 2016, according to parole officer Joyce Duran, you were involved in a bar fight. You just weren't quite ready for parole, were you, sir?
No.
Was community supervision.
It wasn't me, I was protecting my father, but I take responsibility for it. I had to help him out. But yeah, I got in trouble for it. And I quashed that one when I got out.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. I don't see the questions coming from other board members, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. Therefore, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Please, anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I just want to say thank you for the time and whatever you want me to say, whatever you have to say.
Okay, well, thank you, and please stay on the phone, and I want to thank you for being so cooperative with the board and being so positive and being so honest. I think that that's one of the things that I always admire, and I do admire the fact that you did have some employment landscaping while you were out, and so you were busy while you were out. I think it was just, and I'm not going to spend too much more time talking about it. I think that Mr. Fitzgerald was just not ready for community supervision. It just wasn't suitable for him at that time. And just to move forward, I'm not in favor of moving him at this time. I think because he's going to be out unless something else comes up in a few weeks at any rate. So with that being said, I'm not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. He'll be out the day after Christmas. If you're hearing nothing else, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Fitzgerald did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways to the use of illegal substances, that he was harem, and also that he was fighting in a bar. In addition to that, he absconded for some 236 days, and we have no way of knowing whether he was doing something positive or negatively. Therefore, I'm further removed to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, by unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released according to our information on December the 26th of 2017, the day after Christmas. You will be on your own. You won't have to report to a parole officer, or you won't have to report to anyone. We wish you the best, sir, and please just see if you can improve yourself and plan, make some plans between now and December the 26th, so when you get out, you'll be ready to be successful and to be a productive citizen. Thank you so much, sir, and your hearing is over.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.